Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We've come to my favorite time of the show. We have a guest restaurant in, and they brought us breakfast, lunch, whatever it may be. This place is smelling awesome right now. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, and it's time to, if you're going to channel another spirit, you might go to, the guy that used to do the rich Corinthian leather.
Yeah. We have Ricardo Montalban.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the little guy. But
Deplane!
We have a couple of fellas in here that, you know, we just had Tommy Brannon at the beginning of the show. The theme for the show this week is grilling means business in Michigan. These guys fit in perfectly for that. And Tommy was talking about it, you know, when you have a small business, you're employing people. You're risking capital. If you make it rich, I hope these guys make it rich, because the next time we have them back, they'll have, you know, a bottle of Dom Perignon with us. Yeah. But what a spread. And we're talking with Ryan Burns and Andy Serba, and they've got a catering company called Afternoon Delight, and your restaurant is called Corazon.
Corazon, yeah, that's right. It's a Mexican theme. We call it Modern Mexican. We take the Mexican style but add a little bit of our catering style in there, which is local, fresh. Everything's made from scratch, from our salsas, our meats, all our beans, and it's good stuff. Yeah, today we got a pumpkin mole brisket up here.
Oh, man. Brisket and pumpkin mole. Bob is about to try some of that.
Oh,
so,
man, this looks
but
so
it's
good.
Interesting. Tell us how you named your restaurant. I think that's really cool what you guys did there.
Yeah, Corazon, it means heart. We're right in the Heartside District at 122 South Division. So I guess you could say we're the heart and heart side.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us what Bob's eating there. I haven't had any yet, but I'm gonna step over and get some. But what do you got there, Bob?
No heartburn.
No heartburn? What's in that?
What it is we roast a pumpkin, mix it with our mole sauce, which is a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of peppers. And then we spread it on two corn tortillas, and we top that with our ancho brisket, which is a beef brisket grilled with coffee, ancho peppers, and salt. And then we braise that with tomato, onion, lime, red wine. And the special is it's a little avocado leaf and a little bay leaf we cook it with.
Wow. Hey, guys, here's the top tip of the day from the grilling guys. It's drizzly outside. If you want good grilled brisket, you got to go down to Corazon on 122 South Division. What are your hours today?
Well, we're not open on weekends yet here. We're pretty new, so we're doing Monday through Friday, 11 to 4. But we're always available for catering. And then if you want to go to AfternoonDelightGR.com, you're always welcome to get catering anytime. So
wow, this is beautiful. Brisket's spot on.
Is it?
What a flavor. You got some profiles built up here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, did you just come up with this combination?
We did a little research on some other recipes, and then we kind of added our own spin to it. Mm.
What other things do you have on the menu that our listeners should come down and try? What are your customers saying that they like the best?
They're pretty happy. The chorizo made by Sobe Meats is fantastic. You can get the chorizo on anything, burrito, quesadillas, tacos. Our fish tacos are it's good stuff. We got a citrus slaw on them. It's got pineapple, a little lime, a little bit of sour cream, topped up with some grilled tilapia. It's good stuff.
We met at Sobe's. I was picking up my fresh turkey. And you and your wife were in there. I don't know, you were picking up your brisket?
Yeah, I was picking up our stuff. That's mm-hmm. where we get most of our meats from.
Isn't that new store amazing?
That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, if you haven't been into Sobe's Meats yet, you got to check that place out, because, I mean, I already know what the quality of the rest of your food is going to be like, because I see how you're buying your food.
Yeah, they care about the quality.
That's everything. If you don't start off with good basics, the show is going to go really quiet right now. And I think you guys are going to have to take over, because between Ryan, Jop, and I, you can't take a bite and just stop. Mm.
I know. I'm going to talk with my mouth full. My mom's not watching. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm eating this thing that's called a pumpkin mole brisket. I'm going to tell you that I might be able to eat two of these, but they're huge. Mm. And it's so flavorful, different than anything I've had. $2.50, guys. How are you pulling this off, man? Well, that's a $7 taco at most restaurants. That is fantastic.
Yeah, tell you, we want to get them in the door. We want everybody to come down and try it. We're offering great prices right now, and you know, I'm sure they're going to stay that way. Let's just get some people down there and have some fun.
Oh.
So I see burritos, quesadillas, tostadas, ensalada, and then you've got, it's kind of like a pick-a-pack here. You got a variety of things on the menu. This is just amazing good stuff.
Yeah, and then
really good stuff.
Weekly specials, too. We do soups of the week. We got a feijoada this week.
Okay, stop right there. That's a term I've never heard before. What does that mean?
Feijoada is a Brazilian stew. It's smoky, some black beans. It's got chorizo. It's got the brisket in it, chicken. It's fantastic.
Okay, you guys, you had to do some serious culinary studies. Where'd you get all the skills?
A lot of culinary work. Between me and Andy, we've worked at numerous places.
Yeah, I went to Grand Rapids Community College. They're a culinary program for about 2 years. So I got most of my training there.
So then you know Chef Schultz.
Yeah.
He's on the show regularly.
Oh, is he really?
He's probably listening right now, laying in bed. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bob. But I worked at Sanchez Bistro as well for about 6 to 7 years.
Okay.
And I learned a lot of...
For Dan.
Mm-hmm. For Dan Gendler. Yep. And Casey Bell was a chef there for most of the time.
Yep.
I was there, and I learned a lot from him as well.
Yeah, it's another excellent restaurant. Good patterning. I mean, you picked up some of the finest points you could pick up in the food business from those two places right there, because they're also friends. I mean, Sanchez has a close tie. I believe Dan teaches a little bit at CC.
Yep, he does.
So what a great proving ground for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's working. Hats off to all the instructors, because these two guys are spot on.
Okay, what's this one that I'm eating now? It's got the green sauce on it. It's different than the mole.
Yep.
What is this?
The only difference is that you have the green medium salsa, which is made from just tomatillos. We just roast our tomatillos. We grill half of them, and we roast the other half and mix them together with roasted garlic, onion, sugar, salt, pepper, and a little bit of lime juice.
Fantastic.
How'd you get two? You took one of mine, didn't you?
No.
If you just tuned in, this is the Grilling Guys Pig Fest.
The Gorging Guys.
We're just taking a break on air. I don't know if it makes for good radio, but it makes for a great lunch. We're talking with the guys here from Corazon. And, you know, I can see why your catering has spun you into a restaurant, because if you come in and cater an event, you're gonna want to have it again, but you don't always want necessarily to do it at your house. You just want to stop in and get the same food. So you call your catering company, Afternoon Delight. You can hit that at afternoondelight.com. And again, it's Ryan Burns, Andy Serba. These guys, man, I mean, that is some really crazy. That's just not even a taco. That's
you know, and it's this combo. Time of year. This time of year, you have all kinds of holiday parties that you go to, and I got to ask you guys, if I didn't want to cook for the holidays and I gave you a few days' notice, could you send this stuff home for me with me, and I could spread it out on my island for my family? I mean, you got little packages you can put together. It's not like a big event for 80 people, right? You'd do that?
No, we can pack it up. We can give it to you cold. You can throw it in the oven, do it yourself at home. We can sell you the product separate. We also have a room that we can rent out after hours. That's kind of why we're not open at night right now.
Okay.
So we do a lot of room rental in there. So a lot of times you just buy the food, you get the room for free.
And if you rent that room out, can you bring in, like, your own wine if you wanted to have a meal back there?
Because
that's kind of a cool way to do it, too.
Yeah, we checked in and got that approved, so that's okay.
Wow.
Definitely. And it's a beautiful room. You got to come see it.
I've never had brisket on a taco.
Yeah.
And this mole stuff is unbelievable. I mean, it's got a coffee, kind of chocolatey. You said it was made with pumpkin, too?
A little pumpkin, yeah. That's their seasonal mole.
Okay, man. So check these guys out. This is some world-class stuff. And can I give this phone number, this cell phone out for – do you have a number that you want people to call to if they're going to hit the restaurant or the catering company?
Yeah, call
the
restaurant.
What would that number be?
454-3847. That's 616.
And go to afternoondelight.com. And I bet when you click on that website, you're going to smell some great food.
Oh, it sells a lot about us on there, afternoondelightgr.com.
Okay, fantastic.
Wonderful.
Well, that was Ryan Burns and Andy Serba. These guys have got it going on. If you get a chance to come down to just Division in Fulton area, it's 122 South Division. This is a must-stop restaurant.
I'm going.
Open during the week, Monday through Friday. So
I'm all in.
Coming up next, we're going to celebrate a 15th anniversary with our friend Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing. He's got a big yeehaw going on down there today. So if it's cloudy, rainy day where you are, you might want to consider making a trip to Battle Creek and checking in with the 15th anniversary Highland Christmas. We're going to be talking to Tim Surprise, Arcadia Brewing. Stick with us. We'll be back. Hey,
kind, but it hits you harder than the other ones. You said it loosely.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.